What's up, everyone? Matters here, and here's some breaking news. Well, it kind of happened yesterday, and it's sad. We see 8% of Activision Blizzard employees being laid off. And this is coming from a company that just had an earnings call and said, quote, once again achieved record results in 2018. Now, this is also a company that is trying to lower their staffing and restructure because of missed expectations and poor overall performance of 2018, and now that is affecting 2019 with lowered expectations and lowered forecast for the year. Now, I don't know about you, but something seems a little bit off about this. Let's make the most money we've made and then cut employees away. Yes, that makes perfect sense. Obviously, those employees are doing something right because people are actually wanting to play games coming from the worst publisher of all time. Thank God Bungie left the reins of Activision, because Activision, I'm saying it here, saying it right now, Activision is the new EA. Done. That is it. Hopefully we see some changes from Bungie splitting off from Activision with Destiny 2. And I can only hope and imagine and wish and pray that Blizzard just leaves Activision. Because ever since they've been part of Activision, I think they've gone downhill. Let's see, what do we have in the slate from Activision Blizzard for 2019? I don't know, maybe a mobile Diablo game? We all saw how that met everyone's expectations. So, obviously Activision Blizzard does not really know what their base wants. And that is why they have these expectations that are a lot higher than what they actually are. I mean, here's a quote. While our financial results for 2018 were the best in our history, we didn't realize our full potential. To help us reach our full potential, we have made a number of important leadership changes. These changes should enable us to achieve the many opportunities our industry affords us, especially with our powerful owned franchises, our strong commercial capabilities, our direct digital connections to hundreds of millions of players, and our extraordinary talented employees, end quote. Well, if you have extraordinary talented employees, why did you just get rid of 800 of them? 800 employees. And Activision says that they're going to have this, quote, comprehensive severance package, which will include health benefits, career coaching, and job placement. Yeah, but that doesn't make up for the fact that you just changed the lives of 800 people in a single day. In fact, you've changed these lives weeks ahead of time as rumors started spreading about this. These employees learned about it from rumors, had to spend, I would say, a week, weeks maybe, contemplating, wow, am I going to be one of those employees? Now imagine thinking that, saying, no, I have exceeded my expectations at work and then getting cut. I could not imagine that. I feel for these guys. My sympathies to these employees. There are, and if any of you are listening, there are plenty of job opportunities on Twitter. I've been seeing companies reach out to you guys. There's a great Google Doc from gamedev.net, I think. I don't exactly remember where I saw this Google Doc from. I saw it on Twitter. But it was a list of all the companies that are actively hiring currently. If I could find it, I will link it on my Twitter account, at MattersYT. But yeah, just, I'm sorry for you guys, and I do hope the best for you. I hope you're able to find a new job as quickly as you can. And at the end, you all are talented game developers, designers, writers, community managers, etc., etc. And I do hope that you find a better job that suits your needs. Anyways, I'm sorry for this sad thing. I just had to get a couple things out of my chest, especially Activision is definitely the new EA. EA, you have been dropped down to second worst company in game dev, and now Activision is number one, without a doubt. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this. Go follow me on Twitter, at MattersYT. Follow me on YouTube, MattersYT. Go follow me on Twitch, MattersTV. And subscribe to this podcast where I talk about games and development and all that. And that is my dogs in the background being very loud, and I apologize for that. You may see them on a couple of YouTube videos. Anyways, take care, be safe, and I hope the best for all of you. Bye. And of course, the music has been brought to you by Incomtech.com. Thank you.